Hey guys, Jin here with the Otakuology podcast, where all the time, Mike and I, my buddy, co-host, amigo, compadre, whatever you want to call him, brother in love, my bromancer, like to cover a lot of nerdy things on our podcast.
I don't know what to say to that.
I know, I kind of felt like I came out of the gate like throwing punches, and I was like, how do I slow down this momentum? This is too much energy for me.
I don't know how to respond to that. okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
intro right there.
But this is another episode of our super beloved Otakuology.
Is it beloved?
Yes, I think it's the best.
Is it beloved?
It's got to be beloved. Who doesn't like hamsters and mankinis? I mean, come on.
Okay. Hey, I have a question for you, hypothetically, in this episode.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
I don't know if I like that response. We'll talk about it later. Shit. But, of course, this is another episode of the Otakuology Unwind. And this is actually, this is episode 5, right? No, this is episode 4.
Episode 4, right?
Yeah.
Right, mate?
Yes, because there's pilot, hamster, mankini.
Okay.
So
you're making me go back and look because I don't remember, but keep going.
I don't know. I mean, I want to change our little icon on there because sometimes I'll go past it and I'll forget. That's not an important show, and I'm like, wait.
Okay, yeah, it's episode 4. Maybe we need to get a new icon, like redesigned for it. Get Chibi to design us a icon for it.
Yeah, or Chibi's friend that we're supposed to interview at some point. Maybe we can ask them.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
That way we have like some different art sets going through.
I mean, I like Chibi's artwork. I would use her again.
Oh, I love Chibi's artwork. But, you know, trying to put the fillers out because I know how much, especially watching all the stuff that she puts out. Oh, my God. The work that she does to promote her art and everything is like tier to none. You know, like,
yeah,
you know, dressing up, doing cosplay, everything else, which... I'm trying to wait and ask her about it at some point because I know she's done like 2 or 3 cons. I feel like back to back. And I want to ask her like, hey, do you get any time to like walk around in your cosplay for people to take pictures and stuff of you? Or do they have to do it like in front of your booth because you might not have somebody there with you or something like that? You know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
So... you know, but it's all just stuff that I think about because, you know, there might be a time when you and I go to a convention and don't walk around and try and do a booth or something like that. So
I need to walk around a convention. When I go to a convention, I want to experience a convention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always
but
try.
Anyways, a year has gone by.
Basically,
hypothetically, you know, it's gone by.
Can you
believe it?
And a full season.
We got 2 more episodes to come out, but I mean, technically, a year has gone by.
That's true, but we also have covered those episodes. You know, it's actually a reality instead of just
actuality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because we are a little off on our. We actually technically started in February,
right?
But we started in January, but we didn't release anything until February,
right?
So technically, it'll be a year,
right?
Give or take.
Yeah.
So, Can you believe it that we actually have been doing this for a year?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, just because we've done, we did MangaTube and stuff for like a year. A year just doesn't seem like that much. But I will say, I feel like we haven't, we haven't got as run down as we did with the YouTube area.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think that's just because we have all these different things that we can cover now, you know, so it's not, we're not pigeonholed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause
I mean, cause you do kind of get pigeonholed by your audience a little bit, just saying.
That's true.
When it comes to MangaTube.
That is very true. I've seen some people be like, hey, watch this new video of mine come out. And I was like, you know, it's people that like you and I know. And I'm like, you put one of these videos out like earlier in the year. Like, how can you say that it's a new video? It's the same old shit.
Yeah. I mean that, but that's on the person in their creativity.
That's true.
Type of thing. You know, I mean, I'm not the most creative person when it comes to YouTube. I mean, I still do the same old shit constantly.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, hey, look what I got.
Right. Which, you know, I was thinking about this because I know you worked on our cover for Gogo Ackman that we covered, which will be a future show. A future show, but we've already started kind of promoting it so that people will come in and try and listen to that show and whatnot.
Yeah.
But when you and I record, do you go back on your YouTube channel and re-record, like the show, you know, yourself? What do you mean? You know, like, do you cover it yourself for your YouTube channel?
No.
Okay. Because I thought that you made that artwork for your YouTube channel.
No, I made it. I was kind of like messing around with the editor, and I was kind of trying to think outside the box and kind of instead of using like our generic one that we've been using, like have like kind of like an eye-catch thumbnail kind of thing. Oh
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then goes into the black background or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
For the episode it is. But I was trying to think outside the box a little bit to try to get people to come to the YouTube channel a little bit more with that aspect. But it's kind of hard to design stuff sometimes.
It's not exactly. It's really hard unless you got a catchy name like Kakarimbo.
Yeah.
I just still think that that's hilarious. So Mike and I were going through and actually like checking stats on everything, seeing where things were, and if you've watched that show, Kakarimbo is actually a little kind of anime-ish movie, and Mike hates it. That show just Mike dogs it the whole time and everything. And I feel like it's been like a month or two and it's like one of our highest rated shows on YouTube.
So it Mike's, is our highest rated show on YouTube.
Mike's had it. Mike's kind of had to eat his words on part of that. So he's like, damn it, I don't know why it's like that.
But I didn't do anything like special for it. I just put a like artwork up there and, you know, I didn't do anything special, you know. It was just like generic art, whatever artwork it had for it, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't make it flashy or anything.
I really think that probably in the aspect of that, just from the research that we did to actually do that show, that there's only like 3 or 4 people that actually
have covered it.
Yeah, like there's not very many, and half of those are just horrible. Like I think half of them are horrible. One of it's just a rehash of the thing, like how I used to do TV shows and stuff of, yeah. Oh, this happened, and then this happened, and this happened. There's not really anything extra that was put into it.
One of them's the actual movie.
Yeah, one of them's the movie, and then we had one review that we watched that was fucking amazing. I'll just say that. I can't remember who made it, but it was spectacular because they brought in aspects that I didn't even think about.
Why are we talking about Kakarembo again?
Because it's a good movie.
Oh.
But, you know, just the research that we put into it. So I really think that the extent that you and I covered it is is what draw people to it. Especially there not being very many people that did cover it and haven't covered it really successful.
Yeah.
So.
So let me ask you this, since we are coming, we are at our year end special, I guess you could say, with the podcast and whatnot. Did you have any reservations at all before starting the podcast? And are those reservations like gone?
Such as?
Just in general and starting a podcast?
Not really. You know, the main goal was really for us just to get to episode 50. And as we keep going, I feel like we're just chipping away at everything.
Yeah,
to the extent that, you know, there's every time you do a new show, you're always getting better, you know.
Yeah.
You always find out something that's different. So, I mean, and that's kind of the thing that happened when you and I did YouTube. So, well, I mean, you still do YouTube, but.
I do still do YouTube. I actually got to put out a video today of it whenever I get time to put out a video.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, in that aspect, though, it really made me think about, hey, we do this, we cover it, and we just kind of keep going with it. So,
yeah,
it really made it easy and understandable that we would grow more out of it. So, I mean, my only real big goal was to at least have one episode chip at 100, which would happen over time.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, which we did.
Yeah, we did. That happened.
Now the goal is to get one episode to 500. Ooh, well, I guess it's like two. To get one episode to 500 and to get five episodes to 100.
Yeah.
So we already have one technically in that slot, so we need four more to get to 100. And a bunch of them are fairly close, so, you know. I would say that'll probably happen.
Yeah.
Probably the first quarter of next year, honestly.
Maybe. We'll see.
So, and then for us to at least make it to episode 50. And
yeah,
I wanted to see if we could at least get to what was it? Not 1K, like 4K, because we started out and we were like at 3K right at the beginning of like the end of November, beginning of December. And yeah. I was like, okay, well, if we could get a thousand more and get to 4K, then, you know, I'll feel accomplished for the year. But that was just like a recent one, you know, over the past month or so. And now I'm kind of hoping that we can get to 4.5, you know, by the end of the year. Because, I mean,
like,
we only have about 90 listens to go.
Yeah.
So, and every time I look, we pop up one or two more shows, you know, every 10 minutes or so. So,
yeah, you know, it's interesting to see like the growth of the podcast itself, like how we started versus how we are now. like when we started, like I really did struggle quite a bit trying to like produce the podcast and figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, with like editing or trying to edit and, you know, uploading and trying to promote the podcast, which is probably the hardest part to do, which I have to say thank you to the people who listen and share our podcasts. You know, big thanks to you, because if it wasn't for you, like,
that's true,
we would not grow up, you know, as we have, you know. So big props to the people who like and share our podcast and give us reviews and stuff like that, you know.
Right. And if you are a regular person that listens to our podcast, send us a message on Instagram or whatever. I mean, me and Mike do have, out of just, you know, out of your question that you said, do have more things that we want to cover and expand on. And mm-hmm. so kind of marketing and things like that, you know, we would like to do that a little more.
Or if you just have a topic for an episode.
I am getting fairly close to running out of the business cards that we have. And so we're also going through a thing of redesigning those and making them a lot better than the first set that we had.
Yeah.
And so if you're an avid listener or whatever, let us know and we can send you a stack. Maybe you can hand some of those out. I know I have some family that say, oh, you know, since having the cards or whatever, it's a great conversation piece. Did I tell you the other night I went out to dinner and it was like one of my brother's old friends from before. And yeah. one of my brothers actually keeps the cards on him.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's sitting there talking to him. And he pulls out one of the cards and hands it to him. He goes, you should listen to this podcast. It's real good. You know, you still watch anime and stuff. And I was like, oh, no. Because now I feel like, you know, we want to push for the advertising. And we are like the Otakuology guys. Yeah. But then it's almost like you're a celebrity. You go out and when somebody like your family tries to like pick you out or whatever, you're like, I just want to have a normal family dinner. Okay. I don't want to be recognized.
Did they look at the card and be like, why is your face on this card?
No.
No.
For some reason, now that I don't have my long hair, a lot of people don't exactly know.
Oh.
They don't know that that's supposed to be me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had some thoughts about, like, when we started and whatnot. Like, I feel like we've got exponentially better.
Okay.
Exponential. I can't talk. Exponentially. You better.
Said exclusively.
Exclusively. X-rated. Right. I feel like we've gotten a lot better in our delivery of the podcast, being able to keep up a conversation most of the time, you know. And right. you know, because I feel like I really struggled, like at the beginning, I was like, because like I felt like I had to like pull out a conversation from you, and I didn't want to be the only person who was like talking and, you know, giving my thoughts about it, you know, and I didn't want to like overtake the podcast because because we are a team. It's not
right.
You know, like I'm not better than you or, you know, we're equals in this scenario, you know.
Hey, I mean, we're better than each other at separate things, but then we come together and we're like the yin yang sign. So, because I mean, the editing work that you do, like sometimes when you're like, oh yeah, you know, it took me 5 minutes. I'm like, how? If I tried to do that, it would take me like an hour.
Well, normally I just edit the volumes nowadays. I try to get rid of background noise if possible, but that's really hard for me to do. But anyways, like getting back to like if anybody has like a topic they want us to cover, like reach out to us. We'll cover it, you know. Or like right. a movie or something, you know. But yeah, like I I struggled, and I was like, oh my God, like what are we gonna fucking do? Like, because you wanted to do it in a weekly episode each week. Right. And I was like, oh, can we do that with our schedule? Like, what's gonna happen? Because, you know, like, one of the rules
for the unwind, or our main episode.
Oh, okay. Podcast, yeah. Our main podcast. And because, like, one of my conditions is, like, I can't let it interfere with my family time, you know?
Right.
Like, I just can't do that. So, like, we had to, like, figure out how to record, where to record, how, like, what time, you know, this and that, you know, which has been really interesting to figure out and work with each other's schedules. Because I think only, like, one episode, like, you weren't on that episode.
Yes.
Even though I felt like you could have been on that episode with what after happened, you know, Mr. It takes 2 hours to eat breakfast, and it's not even breakfast time, just saying.
No. The one that I missed was the one where I went to the convention.
Yeah, but you didn't go to the convention until, like, later on that day.
Yeah, we were supposed to go early.
So you could have made the podcast, just saying.
But it was fun.
It wasn't really
a topic I wanted to be a part of.
I was sick that day.
Everybody gets one. There will be one. You'll be like, I can't come on today. I'm sick.
Why didn't you want to be a part of that topic?
I'll upload it for you, but I'm sick. I won't be there. You know, you'll have to sink or swim by yourself.
Well, I was sick. Shit. I was, like, fighting, like, a really bad cold, and I was like, well, I gotta get a fucking episode out.
Right. Well, I have, like, two or three of my quote-unquote brothers that are like, hey, when am I coming on the podcast? I'm like, who said you were coming on the podcast? They're all like, oh, come on, you know I can come on the podcast or whatever. And I was like, you sure? You want to? I don't know if you can. So I almost feel like I'm going to have to make, like, a side episode called, like, Jin and His Bros or something. And just put out random shit. And then have you listen to it and do, like, a review episode. Okay, so we know that Jin's brother is da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Oh, what?
Is this his brother or his fake brother?
Because they keep, like, hounding me on it. And I'm like, oh my God.
But let's go back to this episode that you didn't want to be on. Why didn't you want to be on that episode?
It just seemed like an episode that had a lot of complicated stuff around it.
It was complicated.
It was complicated.
Yeah, it was complicated.
It was very complicated, especially whenever one of my best buddies in the world is like, why did I even agree to do this show?
Like, I don't think, like, our guest that day was not a bad, like, wasn't a bad guy. Like, I enjoyed talking to him, but I don't know. That was a hard topic to talk about.
Right. I felt like it was just kind of out of left field too, you know, like, and I really didn't have, like, any qualms against it, but I was like, how are we going to do this show? And so whenever I kind of saw that the convention was also that day, I kind of was secretly like, yes. And I was like, oh, I'm such an asshole.
You're a fucking asshole.
I was like, yes.
Because I was like, hey, send me your questions. You never fucking sent me your questions.
No. And I don't know how many questions we talked about, like, over the phone that I was like, oh my God, I don't even want to do this.
Is it because we kept having to put it off?
I think so. I think that's one thing that has really gotten to me and discouraged me a lot, because we had to do that as well with Chase the Dark Sage.
Well, and Chase the Dark Sage, he had technical difficulty. His computer blew up.
Oh yeah, I mean there were valid there were valid things.
His computer literally blew up.
And then, well, you know, and then we had like the recording issues and some other stuff, and so there was just so much that fully like discouraged me, you know, especially like with the recording issues, like that was so hard.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you know, and I love the fact, like, you were like, let's just keep chugging along. Let's do it. And we did that with some episodes, but it finally got to the point where I was like, we just need to figure this shit out, because if not.
Yeah,
because
we were having like really bad recording issues.
Yeah. And I mean, we would record a show, we'd have to lop off a chunk of it, like we were lopping off an arm. And, you know, we'd record the same show like three or four times sometimes. And I was like, well, I like the practice, but.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean. It was. You know, that's all stuff that got us to where we are now. So, I mean,
I love our doing our interviews. Like, I feel like I'm more comfortable with it now than I used to be.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed doing it, you know, doing the interviews.
Which, I mean, we need to find some more. I'm trying to find like a really good cosplayer that we can get on and a voice actor, actor or actress.
Yeah,
because I think those are two really good aspects of kind of the medium we're working with, but I can't find any really.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like at this point I could probably get Keanu Reeves on before I could get a voice actor or somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just because it seems like a bunch of them are so snooty. It's like, well, I don't have any time. I don't
think they are.
I don't have any time because I'm doing this. Oh, well, your show's small. Sorry, I don't want to come on. And, you know, I'm just like.
I mean, it depends. It depends, you know. I mean, they are. Voice actors are really busy a lot of times.
Yeah.
See, it's not like, just that. Not just the voice acting, but they have to sell themselves at conventions and get autographs and make money like that way, too. So, you know, it's.
Yeah. It's, which I, know, I mean, that was the other thing I was thinking. I was like, because some of them have like, hey, you know, can we work out something, you know, with pay or whatever? And I was going to be like, will you accept like $30 for 1 hour of recording? Please.
But like getting back to like things that I've learned about the podcast is, one is to keep chugging along and just keep doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Because there was a time where I got like really fucking.
Like Nemo says, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Well, there was a time where I got really discouraged because like our numbers weren't going anywhere whatsoever. Like we weren't getting any clicks or downloads or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing? You know, like, is it just the episodes I'm doing? Is it, you know, the bonus things? Huh?
Yeah, it was our promoting. We weren't doing it as good.
Was it the promoting? Was it the bonus episodes? Like, people hate the bonus episodes. And I remember what Matt and John say from Planes, Trains, and Comic Books podcast. Just keep at it, you know, and that's kind of the mantra that I live by now, is to just keep at it, you know. You never know what's going to come along in your podcast journey when it comes to like the stuff, you know.
Right.
You know, you never know when one of your episodes is going to pop off and get 200 downloads in one week because the new seasons of an anime came out. it's crazy, you know, this thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like, actually building up an audience for a podcast takes time. You know, you want those repeat listeners to come back every time, but sometimes that's hard to do. And that's something that I've struggled with.
Yeah.
in that aspect. But I think I'm actually very good headspace about that now, and I'm okay with what our episodes do, you know? Yeah.
Right. Well, and then like for me, I think it's really funny on the extent like I just like us recording, having a goal, you know, hanging out basically and talking about shit and everything. Which is stuff we do anyway. I mean, you know, so it's better that it gets recorded than not, you know. Yeah. I really think like the only thing we probably don't talk about recording on the show is just outside like family stuff. And we still kind of touch on that, but you know, I'm just kind of like whenever people go, "Oh yeah, I love the show. Y'all play off of each other." And I'm like, "We're just hanging out, you know. We're just doing what we do." And it seems like
conversations.
Yeah, it seems like people want like a reality TV show, and I'm like,
I would be the most boring reality TV show star ever.
Whatever. You would just have to add some dramatic music to it. Da-na-na.
I mean, you would just see me.
We're going manga shopping today. Da-na-na.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is like, you know, have you seen that show like 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Oh, no.
Have you seen that show?
No.
So, and they're also like YouTubers as well. And I've caught like a couple episodes here and there because my wife watches that show. And they're YouTubers as well. And they'll be shooting a YouTube video while the camera crew is recording themselves shooting a YouTube video.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like it would kind of be, or it'd be like, okay, here's a talking mic, just sitting here reading a book, playing a video game, you know. That's how I feel like it would be. You know, like here's a talking mic podcasting.
I feel like at some point you'd have to walk into the kitchen if your wife was cooking and like pull a Gordon Ramsay in it. This is fucking raw. It's like throw it across the room. Walk back. Babe, I'm sorry. I didn't really mean that. I was just trying to make it entertaining.
That's one thing I do not want to be on a reality show. That just sounds horrible.
That's true. I mean, we could be on like what is it, Big Brother, something like that. That'd be fine.
Oh,
we could like do something game like show. That. Yeah,
it's like a game reality show, whatever. I don't know that maybe, but I just being in like a reality show, I don't think I could be a part of a reality show.
Right.
You know.
So. Yeah.
But what has been like your favorite part of the podcast this year?
My favorite part of the podcast?
Like recording, like whatever, you know, like episode, you know, I don't know.
Probably, and you're gonna think this is stupid, but probably like the flexibility of our topics that we can cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like, sometimes we'll have a show that we've been planning for whatever, and one of us just won't want to, like, cover it at that moment. Hashtag alive.
I don't know why you're obsessed with this show.
Yeah, well, I have, you know, a list of old shows that we covered when we did YouTube and stuff. I'm like, let's go back and get these done, because we've done it once, so let's just get it out of the way again.
I don't know if I want to go back and do them.
So, but, you know, and then sometimes, like, finding, like, a topic, like, out of the blue, like, a discussional topic, and just throwing that to each other, and hey, da-da-da, or, hey, let's cover this one manga, or, I mean, just so much different stuff, like, and most of the time when we start coming up with a show, like, especially like these last 10 episodes that we've had from episode 40 up to 49, I mean, it's really been shoot from the hip, because we pre-planned out like what our 9 episodes were going to be, you know.
Yeah.
Up to episode 50, because we knew what episode 50 was going to be, and they've all just gotten like reconfigured, you know. We picked different stuff, we did different things, and so that just pushed everything else back behind episode 50. And like somebody asked me the other day, they're like, oh, well, you know, y'all got your goal. You hit 50 and whatnot. Well, what are y'all thinking of? I go, oh, it's so tiring. And they're like, why? I go, well, you realize how many shows we had pre-planned out before episode 50, and now they're all behind episode 50. And I was like, we already have pre-planned up to like episode 80.
Yeah.
And I said, if we continue the same way, by the time we get to episode 80, we'll already have 150 episode ideas that we'll have ready to go after that. Yeah. Or
I feel like that's kind of on me, because I'm like, oh, let's cover this. Let's cover this over as my ADD kicks in. Let's cover this. Ooh, shiny.
Right.
Yeah. Because one of the ones we got to cover is Super Crooks, which I got to sit down and watch that.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. We got to
cover it. Yeah, like, I'd be asking, do you think people are going to be surprised about episode 50?
People are going to be surprised about episode 50?
Because by the time this gets released, which will be on the 31st, episode 50 won't be coming out for like 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think people will be a little shocked about it, because it is a little bit of a more serious subject, and it's not me and Mike talking to people out there, you know. Obviously, you're Mike.
Who are you talking to?
Are you talking to me, or are you talking to the audience, Jen? I don't know.
Are you breaking the fourth wall right now?
Exactly. Yes. I'm pulling a Gogo Akvin angel guy. You know, I'm reading the manga, the previous chapters. you know, but it's you and I basically being like serious, you know. There's not really, well, I don't think there's any jokes in it, you know. I don't really think that there's anything else. Really, it's a very serious note for us to be covering. And it's not a subject that we sit down and have fun with, you know, because usually even other like serious subjects, like we still have some kind of a line of joking that we do, because, you know, we want it light and fluffy. And this one's just really just straight to the T, everything else, you know. And, you know, I think that there's probably a few more things we need to add into that one.
Like, so do we need to go back and record like a thing for it?
No. I mean, I think we just need to add like maybe like some help centers or something else, you know, for
you
that.
You can record something at the end then, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just something like that for us to throw that out as well, because it is, instead of it being a happy-go-lucky, feel-good, friendly episode, it is a very serious topic, you know. And you and I have been through it. I mean, honestly, and I mentioned it on that episode, so I guess I'll mention again that when that episode comes out, if anybody has a story like that to tell, just send us a message about it. I mean, we can do another episode about it, cover it, bring up other people's stories. I mean, everybody's got a story to tell about, you know, basically being bullied or something like that. And it's something that I think helps other people out to avoid those situations.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I feel like the episode is very raw. It's for real. You know, you at one point stated, you know, like it was getting you so good that you were like shaking about what we were talking about. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot more with that episode that helps people out, especially because with that one and how we have the podcast now, it is kind of like a victory episode. I mean, a yeah. lot of people might see it as like a downer or something like that, but it is a victory episode, you know. It's
I mean, a lot of people thought we were going to fail.
Yeah. But I mean, this podcast, I mean, it proves it, you know. We've gotten to 50. We've all the plans that we have to keep going and all this other stuff, you know, it's something that a lot of people would sit there and say, oh man, well, this episode coming out is one of those that, you know, it's serious and all that other stuff, and it's just a downer episode, you know, maybe. And it's really not. I mean, it's a solid victory, because like some of the stuff we bring up, there are different ways to cut a cow, you know, or to cut a steak. So, you know, yeah. anything could have happened from there.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. How was your Christmas?
It was pretty good. We did a part of it. I still have some more of that to go. And then on top of that, after we finish Christmas, then yeah. it's my little guy's birthday, so moving right along from Christmas into birthday season. Today? No, his birthday's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so his birthday is the 28th. I can't say tomorrow, because if this show comes out on the 31st. If it comes out on the 31st, everybody will be like, oh, his birthday's on New Year's?
You're breaking the illusion we're in the future!
We're supposed to be in the present, not the past!
Oh, sorry.
But, yeah.
Did you get anything cool?
Did I get anything cool?
Yeah.
Oh, for Christmas or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't remember? I don't remember.
Open your presents. I gotta think about that. Well, I mean, I think I got some manga. That's about it.
I didn't get any manga for Christmas.
My birthday was more so of where I got the big thing. Because, you know, my birthday is like 6 days before Christmas, so.
Yeah.
That one, I only got, well, I guess it's two presents. They went together, though. I got a new bigger TV with a wall mount.
Yeah.
So, I got that. So, that'll be fun. Yeah. I really think I'm going to try and get some ideas out of that. And I'm kind of wondering if I do any YouTube stuff about utilizing that as well, because okay. of where it is, I could throw stuff up on the screen behind me or something like that, you know.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. So I'm just, yeah. I'm wondering.
Is that your New Year's resolution to get back into YouTube? Start doing YouTube again?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, the only reason why I even care about doing YouTube or even like venturing back out into other places, honestly, is just to promote the podcast.
Oh.
So, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't really care to do anything else or attach myself into a community or anything else like that with YouTube. So
yeah
I already got good people on Instagram and TikTok, so why would I want to get shitty to half par people back on YouTube again or Twitter? So
yeah so I didn't get much from a birthday or Christmas. I got the Starman Compendium Volume 1 in. Been reading that. That's been an interesting read. It's heavy as fuck. It's like the size of a fucking two phone books put together.
Oh my god.
It's big. It's big. It's like 60 fucking issues. And that's only half the story.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's so big.
You're gonna start covering that when you have Mike's Minis come back out?
Well, I gotta finish Invincible first, so there's that.
You can just shotgun it. Just start throwing them out.
I don't know if I want to do that.
I really feel like with comics, it's a lot easier for you to jump around because then you can almost say, oh, it's a new issue, you know, kind of, sort of, and play it off like that. And doing like a TV show, I think it's ingrained in us to say, okay, I need 10 episodes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I want to do Starman. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. We'll see. I don't know. I don't really want to do it because I don't want to like constantly have to go back and reread it because it's like a it's a huge soft cover book.
You know what you'll have to do: read one chapter, record an episode. Read one chapter, record an episode. I mean,
like,
that's kind of what I do, like, with the app on my phone for Anchor. I'll sit there and I'll watch an episode and I'll, like, click. And then I feel like any sci-fi fantasy, Captain's Log, day 75.
Well, I mean, like, I really wish it was, like, a hardcover.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want it to fall apart. Like, this thing is so heavy and so, like, cumbersome to read. Like, I'm laying in bed and, like, I don't know how to hold this thing. Like, it's so heavy.
You can't lay in bed.
My arms fall asleep if I do that.
You gotta be, like, half sitting up.
Yeah, like, I gotta be, like, half sitting up, holding up, propping this thing up on, like, several pillows.
You gotta prop it up on your tum-tum, you know, with your head up.
Yeah, or like prop it up on like pillows and then, like, kind of.
Or you gotta do one of those kind of like sexy man pics where you sit on the edge of the bed, you know, one leg tucked under the other, sitting there, other one hanging off, and then just put it in the middle of your hand and just start flipping. That's what you gotta do. I mean, you know, there's no way around it.
Okay.
There's nowhere. Or, I mean, if you want to sit at a desk or a table, then you can kind of.
I mean, this thing is fucking huge. Like, it's fat.
Well, and to add to, like, our episode stuff, the other thing is, it's like, we took a little break from Pokemon. Yeah. And we have so many more ideas for different things coming out, and I'm just like, oh my god.
Which, we gotta get back on the Pokemon train, though.
That's true.
But I got Guardians of the Galaxy, the video game, for Christmas.
Oh, that's good.
It's actually pretty fun. I enjoyed it for the most part.
So, my Christmas gift to myself was buying a game on PSN, which was the Outer World game.
Uh-huh.
It's a little complicated. I still don't feel like I fully understand it the way I understand Fallout, but...
Did you get the shrinking gun? The gun that, like, shrinks things?
I think so.
Did you make yourself, like, really stupid in the game?
No.
Oh. If you make yourself really stupid in the game, apparently funny stuff happens.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No. I made my guy, pretty much laid out or whatever, but I can't find what I want him to actually be because it seems like in every situation something changes. So my current goal right now is just to get to level up and get everything up to at least level 50. Because they have like 5 or 6 categories of things. So it'll be like melee, you know, and then one-handed and two-handed weapons go into it that are underneath it.
And yeah, so
you keep investing your points into just melee until you get to 50, and then it branches out and it says, okay, well, now you have to do just one-handed weapons or two-handed weapons.
I've heard mixed things about that game. Like, yeah, some people like it, some people don't like it. I don't know if I'm interested in that game or not, because I just had a really bad taste with the last Fallout game that I didn't care for.
Yeah.
Like, I hated the settlement creating aspect.
Oh, I love that.
Of Fallout. Like, I just didn't care about maintaining my settlements and stuff. Like, I just wanted to, you know, and honestly, the story kind of wasn't the best towards the end of Fallout 4.
I didn't even really care about the story because, you know, I played all the DLC, which, like, expands the story. But...
Oh, is there DLC for it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of DLC for it. And some of it goes for the settlement creating.
Oh.
So, but, I mean, what I would do is just the little turret systems. I would maybe put like 3 or 4 of those, depending on how harsh the area was, and then maybe a few walls, and just kind of bring it up where it was good enough for people to live at. And
yeah, I just didn't care. I didn't feel like I got anything out of it. Like, honestly.
Well, the little first town that you're in, every time I would do anything, that was always my main settlement. And so at one point I had like this upside down pyramid thing that I was making, because I'd start out, it was just a little shack where I could go in and use the workbench and everything. And then from there it would go up a floor, and I displayed all my suits, because I would do all the little stuff in Fallout. And yeah. So I looked up a suit guide of where they all were, and then I started my journey trying to find them all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I did that, and it finally got to the extent that I had all of them. Well, then I had to put another layer on top of my thing, and then I started playing around with it and designing my own mech armor suits and stuff like that, and actually putting them on displays. So the top,
I didn't really care about that.
The top of my area was kind of like a trophy display on creatures that I had killed, all this other stuff, all the little comic books that you find or notebooks and stuff. Things like that. I think the worst part was I had a little case, because you can get these models in the game, right? Or little toys off of robots mm-hmm. and stuff. And I would grab it and have to use the little thing and try and flip it around where I could stick it into this model case. And because they're not real things, if you accidentally grab the case, all the stuff falls through it, you know. So it's just a pain in the ass trying to like really make this place look good for me to use.
Yeah. But no, I mean, yeah, that's like, I tried to do the building thing and stuff, and I was just like, eh, it's not for me. I didn't like the system that they used for building and putting things in places and stuff. And
yeah,
I tried to do it.
Yeah. Well, right. I think it got a lot better when you had a bunch of resources as well.
Yeah.
Which I will admit, like, it's very discouraging unless you can set all your stuff up and then just have stuff coming in, because, you know, I'd want to do something. I was like, I can't even do anything because I have no metal. I have nothing else to do anything. And I just cut off half of my stuff and left it at the last settlement I was at. So you got a lot of like stuff like that. And so I always just invested in my main one, besides having everything kind of up to par enough where I didn't have to worry about them.
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, cool. Of course, and then my mentality of playing it is you pick up everything, even if you're encumbered, and then you either get the fast travel thing where you fast travel somewhere and then sell everything at once, or so that your bank is just huge.
Uh-huh. I think I liked Fallout 3 more than 4. honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I played Fallout 3, like, front to back, you know, and before, I just got tired of it.
Yeah.
I was tired. I was burnt out. Burnt out on Fallout. I have not touched a Fallout game since. That's probably why I've said I haven't touched Outer Worlds.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't interest me.
Yeah. Well, I got that. I got this other one called Outer Lands that is like a turn-based survival RPG.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, well, you know, like a tactics game.
You know what game I'm looking forward to? Have what? You seen, I think it comes out next month or maybe sometime early this year. Have you seen that new Digimon Survive game?
No.
So there's this new game called Digimon Survive that's going to be coming out. It's going to be like a turn-based, like, strategy grid-based RPG.
Yeah.
Where you have all your Digimon. Sorry, not Pokemon. Digimon. Yeah. And it's going to be sort of like, if your Digimon die, they're gone. In that aspect. And it looks cool. Like, we'll have to do a whole thing on the Digimon games one time, because you play the Digimon games, right?
Yeah, the other ones, the digital.
Yeah, this one,
Survivor.
Yeah, this one looks different. This one's different, and I'm kind of interested in it. Like,
well, you know what I really can't wait for?
Cool.
Is the Pokemon Arceus game.
Oh, that comes out next month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
And I... which you sent me a video on it, and the one aspect I'm really looking forward to is kind of the open worldness of it.
Yeah.
And being able to actually be attacked by Pokemon.
Does it connect to the other games, or is it just its own standalone game?
I think it does, but it's supposed to be like a super prequel.
Okay.
Because technically you have the first Pokédex, but it's a journal book.
Okay. And one of the things in it, you have to, like, follow them around, right?
The Pokemon?
Yeah.
You got to find them in different areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the cool thing is, with it is whenever you go do anything, it's almost like Monster Hunter in a way, where you have to go... and you have to find it in this area, and then you go find it in a different area, and it fills out the paperwork even more and more and more of that. So, I mean, I think that's a cool aspect to it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, and they wanted to make it, as far as I understand it, not so one and done. You know, like, you catch Pokemon, okay, I got it, it's registered in my Pokedex, this is it. Now it's, okay... I've caught, like, this Magikarp or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, where else is it? Does it do? You know, is it over in the ice area? You know, ponds. Yeah. You know, does it come out of land? What else is there?
I know, like, some of the Pokemon games recently have been kind of struggling. I don't know if it's with, like, the hardcore fan base or not, but. I remember, was it X and Y didn't do as well as they wanted it to? Or I heard something like that. And I think Sun and Moon did pretty good, because Sun and Moon got another release for it. The Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon thing, I think it was. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see how well this performs and what, like, the hardcore fans think about it. Just to, you know, succeed, you know, like, will they enjoy it? Because it looks like it's so drastically different from the regular Pokemon games that you normally get.
Right.
You know, with, like, the mechanics and stuff like that. It'll be interesting to see how people like it, or if people are interested in it, because... some people don't like X and or Sword and Shield, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sword and Shield's okay. It's not terrible.
Well, And I'll tell you, like, the aspect that I like in Sword and Shield, which is kind of weird, I like that big field that you have, you know, when you first
Oh,
start
yeah.
out, and that sometimes the Pokemon pop up and you can see them. I
Yeah.
mean, the first time I saw, I got to it and I saw this Onix pop out and I was like, what the hell?
Oh,
You
yeah,
know,
that was crazy.
like that was amazing. I was like,
Yeah.
what?
What aspect? I mean, I haven't played that much of Pokemon Sword or Shield. I've only played like maybe like a couple hours of it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still at the beginning stages. When did they get rid of the rival who was like a jerk? Because my rival's too nice.
I don't know. I don't know. I really feel like
Like that. I don't like that. I need him to be an asshole.
I really feel like that was probably like X and Y. Or
Okay.
is that X and Y? No, it's
Because X and Y had like several.
black and white. That's what it was.
Okay. X
Black
and Y had like
and white
several
where it
rivals.
was black and white where it was the guy for Team Plasma and the team and your rival were both put together basically.
Yeah, I don't like.
Because
I need my. I mean, I need my rival to be an asshole.
then he was like sweet because he wanted to like take care of the Pokemon. And he tried to be an asshole towards you, but besides telling you you were wrong about putting a Pokemon in a Pokeball, like there wasn't anything else that he was really like aggressive about. So it's just kind of like, okay. Not, I'm gonna kick your ass, you know.
I don't know. It just that kind of bugged me. I don't know. I don't know if he gets like becomes an asshole later, but I was like, yeah, he's not the greatest, but our rival.
I don't think so.
Okay, he's not the greatest rival. He's no blue. Or
Right?
silver. He's no
Right?
blue or silver. Those are the
Or
only two I
green?
know.
Or green?
Or green. Yeah, but green's not in the game. Or not in our games, I should say.
Oh, I thought we were just also talking about the manga.
Oh, yeah. It's no there he's no green. Okay. I mean, yeah. But yeah. I'm curious to see how well it does. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old for Pokemon. That's weird. I don't know.
Never say never.
I have to say, I bought all this new Pokemon manga. I don't know if we talked about it or not, but I bought a bunch of Pokemon manga trying to like find it. I don't know if I like these new Pokemon manga. I think I might not buy anymore.
Oh, the Sun and Moon one that you got?
Yeah, or X or Sword and Shield.
Telling you.
I don't know. I only read like half a volume and I was like, I don't know about this. It doesn't seem to have the same impact.
It doesn't. I'm telling you, like, I feel like you almost have to look at the Pokemon mangas as from Naruto, the Hyuga tree. So you just want to stay in the main branch, okay? You don't want to take any of these side branches because those ones suck.
I think I might not be getting any more Pokemon
Like,
I think I'm done collecting.
I honestly, unless it's one of the side story ones where it's like the Mewtwo Strikes Back, like rehash manga that came out, or anything that is like more of like a story movie based thing, the rest of them, like I don't like them.
Because I was curious in like Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, because that was connected to the main game or the main comics,
Yeah.
But I mean, I would only get that because that's connected to the main stuff,
Right. Yeah.
but and like Heart Gold and Soul Silver maybe, but like, and plus some of these are like really fucking hard to get. Did
Right.
I tell you I when I ordered Heart Gold and Soul Silver Volume 2, it didn't get sent to me because they didn't have it in stock, but they were still selling it. And they finally canceled my order after 3 months.
No, that's bullshit.
Of not having it in stock.
No, that's BS.
I was like, fuck that.
Oh my God. I'd be so upset.
That they took my money out of my account.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, we canceled your order and they gave me my money back, luckily.
We just needed to hold on to that money to put it into a bank account.
They had to hold on to my $18. That's how much the manga was.
Hey, buddy. How many manga were like that, though, that they bought or they had it from somebody and then they probably put it into a savings account just to get the revenue off of it, basically.
What?
And then gave you your money back.
What are you talking about?
You know, that would be a really shitty thing to do. I just really thought about that. I mean, it would be smart, but it would be shitty.
What?
So, like, let's say, like, all your manga you had, you told everybody you were going to sell it, right?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, let's say you sell all of it off and you get $10,000. I mean, that's not what you would get, but, you know, let's say you got $10,000, right?
Uh-huh.
You take it, you put it into your bank account, right?
Uh-huh.
You get basically like your royalty stuff. I mean, it's not royalty, it's
your when savings.
Your interest. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get your interest and stuff. And then so if they you did what they did to you, you hold on to people's money for that long, for 3 months, and you get basically like $1,000 off of it and then return their money back to them.
Doesn't it take a lot to accumulate interest?
You just made like, you know, $1,000 like free money from other people's stuff.
Well, I mean, like it takes my savings account a while to accumulate interest on it.
Yeah. I think it all just depends on how you have it set up.
Maybe.
Because I think mine does it bi-weekly, or mine does it weekly, but it's not very much.
Yeah, it's that would be shitty, you know?
Right?
That would be kind of shitty to, yeah.
Right, but then you'd be none of the wires because they gave it back to you, you know, exactly true. What you paid.
I am still looking for that volume of manga.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know. I might just give up and not get any Pokemon manga.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah. I think I'm good with what I have.
I'm kind of hoping that at least the other ones, not the newer ones, but the other ones that are actually related to our main branch, come out as a hardcover or whatever.
Oh, like a collector's edition?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool. But we'll have to see about that, you know.
Right. So is there any manga that you've seen recently that you want to pick up coming out soon?
I have to look at my thing. I don't remember off the top of my head. I can't remember. I don't know. I mean, there was one I was kind of interested in called like Who Wants to Marry a Billionaire?
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to get that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say because I'm going blank right now in my mind.
I'm still like a year and a half behind. So I'm still trying to play catch up.
I'm thinking about selling some of my manga and like purging some of it.
Yeah,
just to make some room on series that I just don't really care about anymore, and
yeah,
you know,
gonna sell some off and be like, Jin Graves, I finally bought you Not Lives. Here you go, buddy.
You got to profit. Find that yourself, buddy.
Profit.
You have to find that yourself. I mean, I don't know. I can't. I mean, I'm looking forward to like stuff that I'm already collecting.
Yeah.
Oh no, I am. I'm looking forward to that Kamen Rider manga that's coming out next month. I'm looking forward to they're doing that hardcover for the Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
The complete collection. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the Dragon Quest manga that's coming out in March. Because that's going to be cool. I want to read Alice in Borderlands, the manga, whenever that comes out. Just to see how that is.
Yeah.
Versus the TV show you keep wanting me to watch.
Yeah.
You know. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's really all I can think of. I want to just continue catching up on the series that I already have.
That's true. I feel like even though there's series that I still, like I said, that I'm a year behind on, you know, basically, I still feel like I like those and I enjoy them because they have their uniqueness to them. And I feel like there's a lot of stuff, like I want to go back and kind of purge my want list because, and you and I kind of discussed it before, it does seem like there's a bunch of stuff that is coming out that is exactly the same as other stuff we've already had or read, you know?
Yeah. And it's like they latch onto an idea that's popular and you're like, oh, we got to do this.
Yeah. Cause this whole thing and going through trying to figure out what I want, all this other stuff. There's so many like isekais that are random little things. And I'm just like, I don't know if I can enjoy isekais anymore besides what I already have.
Yeah, I honestly feel that as well. And that could be a whole episode into itself. But like, except for the isekais that I get, which are, you know, Tales of Wedding Rings, Shield Hero, and Spear Hero, the Mushoku Tensei stuff, and I want to say Dungeon Builder, and then we have like, you know, Polar Bear. The reincarnated as a polar bear. That's all I get. That's the only isekai that I read. I don't really read anymore.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Oh, I do want to get more of the Kirby manga. Because they're releasing more of the Kirby manga.
Yeah.
Soon. Like the other 2 and 3 came out recently and I want to get those. Yeah. So I actually like the Kirby manga. It's fun. But yeah, like, I don't know, like, yeah, all the isekai stuff, like, I hate to say it, like, I'm kind of on the same wavelength as Weeb Daddy at the moment, where Seven Seas is kind of burning me with the titles that they're putting out.
Yeah.
And I love Seven Seas. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I kind of feel like you guys are putting out subpar material right now.
That's true.
You're kind of grabbing whatever you can to put out. But you're giving me more classic collection stuff, which is a bonus.
Right.
Which I do enjoy. You know, so it's like a weird double-edged sword.
This is true.
That, you know, sometimes has boobies on it. I don't know. I don't know. It's really hard to say. Like what I'm looking forward to, because I don't really know what's coming out. I kind of go on a month by month, like looking at what comes out that month.
Right.
Normally, I don't normally look and see like what's coming out months ahead. I used to do that, but now I don't keep track of it.
Yeah. Well, so here's one of the realizations I had the other day that was really bad. I was looking at new stuff that was coming out or whatever. And yeah. I was sitting there and I was like, why do I want to know more about the new Faku manga coming out than the regular manga?
Yeah. I mean, there was one that I was looking forward to, which I think I might still try. It's called The Breaker.
Yeah.
I think it's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's some kind of like martial arts manga.
Yeah.
And that's a 2-in-1. and I think it's a manhwa, actually. It's from Korea. And I was interested in that, you know, and I might pick that up if I can find it. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know, like, looking, I think I'm scrolling through, right now, I'm scrolling through, right stuff, and I'm like, how many, isekai are there with a cute girl on the cover that might, may or may not, entice me to read it and then end up being shitty, you know?
That's true.
And I'm like,
very true.
There is one that I do want to read called Shiori's Diary.
Yeah.
Which I've heard good things about. But that's not, I mean, that's one that's been coming out recently.
Yeah.
Actually, looking at this, I'm really surprised there's some manga that are still being released. Do you remember Topu GP?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was. I didn't realize that was still coming out.
Yeah, that was one. Yeah, that I mean, I know a lot of people were like, "Oh, you better hurry up and buy it because it's, you know, it's not going to be around forever."
Yeah, I mean, there's just looking, scrolling through this, I'm like, yeah, there's stuff that I want to check out. There's stuff that I'm just like, eh, I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
I've become more selective in my buying of manga recently, and you know, I'm very hesitant to try newer titles.
Yeah,
it's you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I've just gotten to I'll buy it when I buy it. If I don't buy it, then obviously, you know, it wasn't meant to be, but hopefully at some point I'll be able to get whatever. And
yeah, there is this one that I am actually, there is one I'm actually kind of curious about. It's this like fantasy manga called Peach Boy Riverside, which Heartless Weeb turned me on to, and I'm interested in checking that one out to see what it's like.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be decent, you know. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, next year's going to be interesting, you know.
That's true.
Cuz going through this list on here, actually this one looks kind of interesting. Boys of the Dead, whatever that is, it looks kind of interesting.
Yeah.
From a publisher I've never heard of. It's a action horror manga. It actually might be interesting to check out. To see, you know.
You got any shows that you're waiting to come out for this year?
No. No.
So, and you're going to laugh about it. So, and I think it comes out tomorrow or the next day, but Hilda's supposed to be having like a wrap up with a final.
Oh, movie. No, not Hilda. Fuck Hilda.
And then there's just some of my other shows that I've been watching that there's supposed to be new ones that are coming out that I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting, I guess.
So
who knows?
No, fuck Hilda. I don't know why that was so funny, but it was. Oh no, fuck Hilda.
Oh, I am kind of interested in that Tokyo Revengers book that's coming out that everybody likes, or everybody wants this. Who everybody was complaining that it wasn't getting a physical release, and now it's getting a physical release.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No. I honestly, with that one, I don't care about it just because I don't like the name.
Oh. I mean, like, I wasn't interested whatsoever, and like I kept seeing people complain. They're like, they're like, Kodansha, why aren't you physically releasing this? We need a physical release of it. We need this. That's all I kept seeing. Maybe it's because I was on Twitter. I don't know. I kept seeing a shit, you know? And we got the release, and I was like, that's not Kodansha releasing that. It was Seven Seas.
Yeah.
But Kodansha had like the digital rights to it, which is weird that they wouldn't have the physical rights to release it. But I guess they just didn't buy the physical rights to it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way of knowing on most of that.
Yeah, but it was funny. I was like, that's not Kodansha. That's, people were bitching at the wrong company.
Yeah.
Right? I thought that was funny. I thought that was funny as fuck.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I laughed so fucking hard.
I mean, but it also shows you the extent of how some people don't pay that much attention either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when people sit there and they want to complain about things, they need to do the research before they actually do complain about it.
I guess. I mean, or just not fucking complain about it. That's one thing I fucking hate is people being like, oh, I need this manga to be physically released. Well, you bitching about it, it's not going to do anything.
Right. Well, you know, one of the other things that now I'm starting to realize, I really hate whenever people do that now. Like,
I do too.
With a passion. I do too. Because then it gives these other companies like weirdo vibes, I would say, you know?
Yeah.
Because now they're like, oh, well, everybody wanted this one manga, so they must like other manga related to it, you know?
Yeah.
So then we'll get this other manga that they have that comes out, and it'll be somewhat similar, and everybody will hate it. And I'm like, ugh. Well, then, by the time that people start voicing their opinion about hating the second one of these that came out or whatever, then there's already five more that have already lined up that are already getting published and printed out, and they all suck. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Which is kind of what I feel like happened with the whole isekai thing a little bit, but.
Yeah. No, I agree with that aspect with isekai. And I feel like I fell into the isekai trap with that. When are you gonna finally bite the bullet and buy Battle Angel Alita?
Never.
Because they released that new version of it, which is
a new version?
Well, they released a new version, which is they shrunk it down to normal Tankubon size and they released it.
Probably never.
Why not?
Because everybody's going to start talking about it again, and then I'm going to be like, why? Why would I read
it? But nobody talks about it.
They might. Who knows?
I need you to buy at least volume one so we can read volume one together for the podcast. Just saying. It needs to happen.
It needs to
happen. I need you to go do this right now.
I don't think it can happen, okay?
Why not?
Because now you're making this scary.
I need you to go buy this manga right now.
Buy this manga, please.
Please, please, I use the magic word. Please go buy the manga.
I don't know if please is good enough.
Anyways, yeah. I mean, I got nothing else to talk about. Oh, I am interested in this one manga. It's called Rooster Fighter.
I thought you had nothing else to talk about.
Oh, I saw it, and I was scrolling through right stuff, and I saw it, Rooster Fighter Volume 1.
Yeah.
Which, it's about giant demonic monsters wreaking havoc on Japan, and a brave rooster stands to fight. So it's about a rooster who fights kaiju. Let that sink in.
Because he's a kaiju himself.
Yeah.
Which is what is it? Kaiju Carmelicia or whatever? Is that one still coming out?
Yeah, it comes out really slow.
Okay.
The kaiju girl Carmelize, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Carmel.
Are you gonna check out Kaiju number 8? That just came out.
I don't know. Maybe.
I picked up volume 1 recently.
I mean, really, I don't want to pick up like anything new just so I can try and make some kind of a sprint to catch up on stuff, but
I have to say though, reading Kaiju number 8, I actually think you would like it. Because one, it focuses on somebody who is not a teenager. They're like in their late 20s.
Yeah.
It doesn't deal with high school bullshit. And he turns into a kaiju. So, and he fights kaiju, which is cool.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, kaiju is going to be the next big thing.
It is. I think it is.
Isekai is going to get thrown out eventually, and kaiju is going to be the big thing.
I think it's going to be the big thing.
And we're going to sit there and be like, ugh, why is this still coming out in mass?
Well, with Kaiju number 8, I don't mind because I actually enjoyed the first volume.
Yeah. Well, it just kind of, yeah. That kind of sounds a little bit like Gigant, which, you know.
Well, Gigant technically has a kaiju in it if you count the giant naked person.
I know.
I have to say, Gigant has been one of the best books I've read this year. I'm not gonna lie, like, it's been one of the best, most riveting books I've read.
Yeah.
Every time I read it, I'm like, holy shit, how are they going to top this?
And then they do.
And then they do. Which we got to cover Gigant at some point. Eventually, I guess.
That's true.
But not much, happens. Not much happens in volume 1. So, I mean, stuff happens.
I mean, it establishes the love story, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not.
Have you gotten to volume 6 yet of Gigant?
No, I'm only at volume 2.
How many volumes do you have?
I may have 3, but I think I only have 2, so I'm not sure.
You got to get caught up, sir. Because volume 6, oh my god. I will just say, it involves the love story aspect, and there are severe consequences for their relationship.
I don't know if I want a love story aspect. I kind of hate the whole...
Well, it's the fact...
I like the relationship between them, but I hate the guilt trip of how everything happened, because he sat there and, like, fucking cried in the bar, pub, whatever it was.
Yeah.
For her to basically say yes.
Well, that's true.
And I hate that. And the only reason I hate that is in terms of it made me think and feel of little, vile, like, disgusting human beings that sit there, women or men or anybody else, that sit there and basically cry just to get their rocks off. That's what I hated, like, so much, because it was like, I'm going to cry until you say yes.
Well, their relationship kind of comes full circle. And, like, when you think about it, their relationship is, like, illegal.
Yeah.
Because there is that age gap between them, because she's, like, an adult and he's, like, in high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of mentioned that beforehand, you know, and it comes full circle and they have severe consequences for their actions that they have with their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it has, like, real world implications. Like, they don't get away with it type of thing. I don't want to, like, spoil it that hard, but, you know.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, just stuff like that. So I just, I don't know. There's just parts that I'm like, what?
Gant's just, like, a fucked up book. It's ending soon.
Yeah.
10 volumes.
Yeah.
Which is surprising.
Well, I finally, you know, went in. I felt like it was the best time to start Terraformers. And I'm enjoying that so far, but I feel like that's going to run out of steam here pretty soon, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's really heavily relying on the backstory part aspects of it. And yeah. Like where each member came from and some other stuff like that. I really don't see them picking up their game of what's going to continue. Because, yeah. I mean, if you cut out the backstory parts and them giving you, like, the breakdown of why this person got this animal kind of thing and how it helps them out and stuff like that with their backstories. Mm-hmm. I mean, the main story part of them fighting is not very long.
There is one manga, I can't remember what it was called to be exact, but it's about this, it's like this fantasy manga.
Yeah.
And Viz just started putting it out, and it looks interesting because of the fact that it's about this like elf who's like, I guess like they're essentially like immortal. I can't remember.
It's not the Otaku Elf one, is it?
No, it's something else. It's like it's probably better than that manga. That manga kind of sucked.
I don't know. I've never read it.
I read volume two of that, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm done with this.
I'm done. This is out. Overrated."
Yeah, overrated. I can't remember what it's called now. It's gonna bug me. But it's about she has to like watch her friends like age and stuff because she doesn't age, and how she kind of had like deals with that.
Yeah,
and like basically they all die off and stuff. It's. I think I'm going to pick up volume one and try it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I am interested, though, which you'll have to pick up, and I think you're going to pick up, is the Deadpool Samurai manga. Are you going to pick that one up?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't like picking up superheroes in comic books.
But it's Deadpool's... Manga. It's Deadpool and Samurai.
I don't know. I'll probably read it if you get it on the thing, but I don't want to own it.
I'm not going to lie. I do kind of want to read Booty Royale.
What's on my list too? So
I want to read Booty Royale. And then there's one. What is it? Yeah, I want to get Booty Royale because that one's coming out pretty fast. Or that one's still coming out, you know.
Yeah.
Because I just want to try it. We'll see if I like it. I don't know.
Who knows?
But yeah, I'm ready to wrap this up.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, Christmas was good. Birthday was good. Now we just got to wait for New Year's. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, everybody, thanks for listening to Mine and Mike's rant. I feel like this is a pretty long show that we've done. I'm still waiting for us to do like a 2-hour show, so. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. As always, see you next Tuesday. And check us out wherever you can find us. Bye.
Yeah, this is a pretty long show.